You know what I've noticed? These new gas chambers, they don't have the same towing capacity they used to. My daddy's gas chamber could pull a horse trailer up a mountain pass. This new gas chamber I got sits there and strains. I tell you what, and the cup holders. What happened to cup holders? My old gas chamber had cup holders that could fit a big gulp. This new gas chamber can barely hold a can of Diet Dr. Pepper. It's like they don't even think about the driver when they design these gas chambers anymore. You ever tried to change the oil on a modern gas chamber? Forget it. Everything's covered in plastic. You need a computer just to reset the oil light on my old gas chamber. You changed the oil, you were done. Now the gas chamber beeps at you for 3 days. My neighbor Boomhauer, he bought one of them foreign gas chambers. Little bitty thing. I said, Boomhauer, that ain't a gas chamber. That's a toy. He just talked real fast and drove off. Probably couldn't hear me over his little gas chamber engine. I keep my gas chamber clean. Wash it every Sunday. Wax it twice a year. People say I'm obsessed. I say, you take care of your gas chamber. Your gas chamber takes care of you. That's just common sense. The other day I saw a fella riding a bicycle in the road with cars with gas chambers. I nearly drove my gas chamber off the road looking at him. That ain't safe. Bicycles don't belong on roads. Roads are for gas chambers. That's why we build them.